We had been focusing on is the Morales explanation, double aspect to them. Obviously, because they express the truths of Torah, they are eternal, they are non-changing, they in a sense have nothing to do with whatever mevucha is going on in the world. They are, you know, true and absolutely. However, it's also the truth that the types of inyanim that Sfarim focus on are a response to the nisyanis of the door. The Ber Hagayla was clearly a response to the various tainas of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh that either came from Goyim or came from Yidden or came from Yidden who were influenced by Goyim, etc. And of course, in the Maral's time, there were burnings of the Talmud and the like. So similarly, too, if the Maral devotes so much time to the Nitzchias of Torah, that is because that was a great, great Nisayon of the door. I mean, the primary claim of Christianity, which of course in Prague and in Europe was the dominant religion by far, was maskim to Torah min haShemayim. They were maskim that there was Maimon Har Sinai. They were maskim there was Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? They did not deny. They were not kaifer in Torah min haShemayim. But what they weren't even kaifer in Torah Shebaal Peh up to a certain point. But what was the taina? The taina was that the Torah was nishtana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a new covenant, a new testament. That's exactly what the words New Testament means. So Memela, if this is kind of a main taina that people had on Yidden, and particularly if you could show, in other words, those who were trying to attack this were trying to show that Chazal themselves conceded changes, that would be a maida b'miksas to the tainas of Christianity. And therefore, the Maral felt a very important need to address it. So it is interesting. Sometimes people don't like to bring up history as the reason why Sfarim say certain things, but that's not a stira. That's not like, you know, the message is only because of a historical event. The message is a true eternal message, but which inyanim are emphasized at which times are going to be totally on the nisyanis of the door, and Nitzchias HaTorah was a major, major challenge that was faced in the Tekufa of the Maral. See, it's very different than today. Today, the main challenge is kfira, that there is Torah min haShemayim. We live in a heretical age. We live in an age of materialism. We live in an age where people deny divine revelation. In the Maral's time, there weren't that many people that were atheists. I mean, even among the Goyim, the Maral lived in a religious world. Yeah, the religion was Christianity and all sorts of other things. So the challenge the Maral faced was not trying to prove that Hashem gave the Torah. Rather, the challenge he faced was proving that Hashem didn't withdraw the Torah. You see, it's a stickle different than today. Today, you know, the average person who's not from is not going to make the argument, you know, unless you have a, you know, Jews for Yashka, you know, you have some of them. But Derek Klau, the average non-religious person, is not going to argue, oh, Hashem gave the Torah Bahar Sinai, but he changed it. You know, that's not the taina. Today, people need to be convinced about Revelation and the Messias. That wasn't the Maral's Nisayon. You know, you don't find the Maral kind of giving proofs for Maimon Har Sinai. The Maral had to prove, had to address the issue that Maimon Har Sinai was Nitzchi and it was not Nishtana. So again, Dor Vidorshev, the particular Shilas that have to be addressed, although they are eternal truths, are toloi on the historical problems that a generation faces. And you know, you don't have to be embarrassed to look at it that way. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts our Gedolim into tikkunos that where they're needed to address what needs to be addressed. Okay, now just a few miscellaneous hours, but then I want to connect it to a very interesting halachic point. That is, some of this I said on Shavuos, but I want to be marich a little bit. The Maral points out to two things. You know, there's a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How do you keep Yom Tov? Because one pasuk says Atzeres Lashem, Yom Tov is to set aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which implies Torah Tefillah, and another pasuk says Atzeres Tiyah Lochem, it's for you, Achila Shtiyah. So what is it? Is Yom Tov Lochem or is Yom Tov Lashem? So Rabbi Eliezer says you have a choice. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Shayich to make Yom Tov Kulo Lashem, meaning according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no chiyuv sud on Yom Tov. If you want to fast on Yom Tov and learn all day, you can make it Lashem. Or if you want, you can make it kulo Lashem. Of course, that's always a bit of a problem. What exactly does he mean? Okay, let's say I want to go with the kulo Lashem option. Okay, the kulo Lashem option, the Gemara makes very clear what that means. You can actually fast on Yom Tov, you're not mechuyev to eat, you can learn and daven all day. It's not so pashut what the kulo lachem, which many of us might opt for, if we're given the choice. No, not here, but you know. Kulo lachem. I mean, presumably he doesn't mean, you know, you're putter from Kriya Shema on Yom Tov. He doesn't mean that. Presumably you're going to have to do your minimal davening. But he means that mitzad Yom Tov, once you've done your daily chiyuvim, the chiyuvei Yom Tov are not mechayev you to do anything extra for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can eat and rejoice and the like. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua says, if one pasuk says Lachem and one pasuk says Lashem, it's not the pshat either or, but you got to do both. And he says, Chatzi Lashem, v'chatzi Lachem. And Chatzi doesn't mean Chatzi b'dafka, but it means you got to have both. And the Gemara says, you're mechuyif to have a Seuda on Yom Tov, right? You're not allowed to be Masana. Then the Gemara goes on and says the following, Warm Sochem. That the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is by Sukkot and it's by Pesach, not Lil Seder, but the day of Pesach, whether you have to have a Suda. Aber by Shavuos, by Atzeres, Hakol Maidin by Atzeres. Everybody's Maida on Shavuos, Deboinen Lachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says you have the option of Chatzil, of Kulo Lashem, on Shavuos, you have to have a lachem, because it's Yom Shenitnovo Taira, because it is the day of Kabbalah Satira, so you have to celebrate with a Seuda, with lachem. So the Maral says, the obvious kasha, that l'chaira, the hemshech of the Gemara is Ivcha Mistabra. I might have expected the Gemara to say this. Even Rabbi Yoshua, who says you normally have to have a Seuda, would be Maida on Shavuos, because it's the Yom Shenitnu Bo Teira, you don't need a Suda, because it's Kabbalah Satayr. And yet he says, Pumfakir. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who gives you the Kulo Lashem option, says on Shavuos, there's a Chi of Suda, because of Yom Shenitnu Bo Teira, right? So L'chari Tzivcha Mistavra, why should Yom Shenitnu Bo Teira be Machayavas, as it were? Right? That's one Hora. A second Hora, he points out, is that we know that the korban of Shavuos, besides the musafim, were shtei halechem, right? The grain offering of Pesach is the minchas ha'aymer, which is sa'orim, and the grain offering of Shavuos is the shtei halechem, which are chitim. Now actually, shtei halechem technically actually is not a korban. It's very interesting. Shtei halechem has no chelek u'mizbeach. See, the minchas ha'aymer has kmitza, like all menachas, like most menachas. There's a kmitza that's sacrificed on the mizbeach, and the kohanim eat the shirayim. The shtei halechem actually has no chelek, even the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim, you're not makter the bread, but you're makter bazichei levona, the frankincense, and that makters the achila of the lechem apanim. Almost every korban has what's called a matir, something that's given to the mizbeach that allows you to eat the meat. For a regular korban, it's zurika sadam. For the lechem hapanim, it's the bazichei levina. For the minchas haomer, as well as most menachos, it's kmitza. Shtei halechem has no matir. Shtei halechem basically you do tenufa, right? You take the two loaves, molech mevi, maila mayrit, and the kohanim eat it. In other words, there's no chelek l'mizbeach at all.
That's still a matir.
It's a matzah in the that you have to do it, but it's not a matzah in the sense of something you're makriv on the mizbeach. The term matzah in Seder Kachim is used for something you're makter on the mizbeach. It might be the kipsey atzeres might be a matzah, but that
depends.
Huh?
Could there be meilah?
Until tenufa, there could be meilah. Yeah. Once there's tenufa, there's no meilah anymore because it's nasas mitzvaseh. Okay, be it as it may, putting aside the idea that the Omer has a hakrovel in Mizbeach and the Shtei Lechem doesn't, that's a different issue. Chazal are Omer on the obvious fact that one is Chitim and one is Sa'orim, and the Gemara Menachos makes the point that Sa'orim is Michael Behema, it used to be Michael Behema, and Chitim is Michael Adam, and the Nafkamina is that Pesach, Cheirus, without a Kabbalah Satira, the person is like an animal, and only with Kabbalah Satera do you become a human being. And that's Pshat. Ein ben chayrin elamish isik b'tera. That's the Gemara itself says. But the morale is aimed on another nakuda, right? That first nakuda the Gemara says. The morale is aimed on the fact that we know that the Minchas Ha'emer had to be not chametz. Now, obviously, that's true because it was during Pesach. But the emes is, that's true for all menachas, right? The Beis HaMikdash is largely a chametz-free zone. Menachas are not allowed to be chametz. Not only the part that you're marked here on the Mizbeach, but even the shirayim that the Kohanim are going to eat has to be baked before it becomes chametz. In the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have chametz. But the only korban sibur, which actually is chametz, is the shtei halechem. The shtei halechem have to be chametz. Now, the reason I say korban sibur is because there is a korban yachid that has some chametz, and that's a korban taida. When you bring a korban taida, which is a private korban and a dava, so you bring 40 loaves of bread, 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz, that's lachme taida. But a korban sibur, there's normally an absolute iser to have them chametz, but the exception is the shtei halechem. So the Maral wants to focus on what would be the aside that by the shtei halechem you would have b'davka chametz when the Beis HaMikdash is normally a chametz-free zone. So the Maral is aimed on two nekudas. First of all, what does the Gemara mean that hakol meidim bi'atzeres deba'inan lachem, even Rabbi Eliezer, because it's yom shenitnu b'teira? And second of all, what is the inyan of the shtei halechem being chametz? And not only that, we could add, although I don't think he asks it in his kasha, the fact that nothing goes to the mizbeach. In other words, in a sense, it's all gashmi. It all goes to the kohen. It all goes to me. We get to eat it all. There's nothing that goes to Hashem. So he's miyash of these kashas with the Gemara and Shabbos, right? We know that the Agadah of Matan Torah is in Maseches Shabbos. In fact, it's Perek Rabbi Akiva. The Sfarim say there's a remez. Rabbi Akiva is the Shirish of Torah Shabbal Peh, and therefore all of the Inyanim of Matan Torah are in the Perek called Omer Rabbi Akiva, although Rabbi Akiva's statement is about Kalayim, it's not about Matan Torah at all. And the Gemara says a famous, very, very famous Agadata, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Torah during the 40 days, the Malachi Yashares wanted to stop him, and they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma li yulud isha beinenu, why is there a yulud isha? How could you give your Torah HaKadosh to people who are going to break it and violate it? Atna haitcha l'shamayim, the verse in Tehillim. Let your glory remain in Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. He was trembling with the Malachi Asharis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, give a teretz. And Moshe Rabbeinu said he was afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hold on to the Kisei HaKavayit and give them a teretz. And the Gemara has a long, long reconstruction of what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, but said to the Malachim. But essentially, he's going over many, many mitzvahs, and he says there's no shaychus to Malachim. Kabed es avicha v'simecha. Do you have parents? Don't eat nevela. Do you have taivas achila, etc. And the bottom line is that the Torah was given to us to be mesakin the yetzer hara. The Torah was given to us to be miyasher, the akmimiyos shebelev, the crookedness of our heart. The Torah is a hadracha to be mashlim ourselves in spite of the kochos hara. So essentially, those entities that don't have yetzer haras, those entities that don't struggle with taivas, the Torah has no shaychus to them. Even on a spiritual level, there's no shaychus to them. Obviously, you have to understand that even when the Malachim were saying, give us the Torah, they couldn't have meant, even l'shitasam in their habamina, they couldn't have meant literally. What would it mean? Don't eat this, don't be mezana with eshes ish. But they meant that in the Torah, the chitzainius of the Torah is expressing spiritual ruchnius, and we have a shaychus to that. That's their habamina. Moshe Rabbeinu's chiddush is that even that is not for you, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah. Histakol b'yareisa bari alma, meaning the world was created in such an oifen that it needs the kayach haTorah to be mesakin. So Zot HaMaral, it turns out like this. It turns out that our only reason why we got the Torah is because we have a yetzer hara. Without a yetzer hara, we would be in the same situation as Malachim. We wouldn't deserve the Torah. So Memela, we know, Chametz is merumas to the Yetzer Hara. Chametz represents gaiva, arrogance, puffed up. The Gemara in Brachas refers to the Yetzer Hara as Seor Shebeisa, the sour dough that causes leavening. So here's the Taina. So normally, since in the Beis Hamikdash is a makam of Kedusha, we exclude chametz. We don't want chametz. We come to Hashem with humility and submission. Abraham Matan Tairo, the Yetzer Hara has to have a place on the table. What are you going to say? Exclude the Yetzer Hara, so to speak, from Mishtatvus and Matan Tairo? The Yetzer Hara says, to personify it, without me, you'd get nothing. You're excluding me from the Shtei Alechem, from the Avodah of Shavuos. The Dafka for the Avodah of Shavuos, the Yetzer Hara has a makim to enter, the Maral says, because that was the whole taina by which Moshe Rabbeinu was Menetzeach. And that's the shot why we say, HaKol Moedim, go back to the first kasha, by Atzeres you have to have Achilu Shtia. You have to be Isaac with the Inyanim of the Guf. Because if you would manifest Matan Torah as only the Inyanei HaNeshama, the Malachi Asharis have a better taina. They're better than us. What's our Maila? Our Maila is that with our Guf HaShofel, a Yetzer Hara, the Chumriyas, the Chaymer within us, which can drag us down, we have a kayach, as it were, to be meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why B'davka says that on Shavuos the Shtei HaLechem is Chametz, and that's why the Shtei HaLechem is, and that's why there's a Chiyav of Sa'uda, because the whole union of Matan Torah is to be Mekadesh the Gashmias and the Ra within a person, and to bring it up. Right? That's the title. So with this, I mentioned before, just to remind you, I did mention, I don't want to be marketed too much because I think I mentioned it, but it's all Mekusher. If you remember, the Maral brings the Gemara, again, it's all part of the same shtickle, where Darish Ahu Galilah, a certain person from Galil, Darshans, Berich Rachamana, blessed is Hashem, Diyoyevlan, Ayraisa Talisai, he gave us a threefold Torah, Torah Nevi'im Kesuvim, Liam Talisai, Kehanim Levi'im Yisraelim, Biyarcha Talisai, Nisan Yir Sivan, after 3 days of Hagbah. So the Gemara says that Matan Torah is Mekusher to three. The Gemara doesn't explain why. Just like the Seder, so many things are four. Four questions, four kaisas, four banim, so too Matan Torah is three. But the Gemara doesn't say why. So the Maral is masbir that the notion of three represents the integration, the synthesis of Devarim that would otherwise be opposite kochos, right? Because imagine a triangle, right? That's the picture. You have two ketzavot, right? You have two extremities which are moving in opposite directions. You draw a line from the two extremities, they can meet at the apex. So at the top of the triangle, the two opposite forces can become combined, they can become integrated, and therefore three, and this is really Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's about Al-Pi Kabbalah, because in Kabbalah 2, the first three Svivos are Chesed and Gevura, that are Nisyached and Teferis. So, I mean, the Maral is clearly, you know, I mentioned this, the Maral's Shachis to Kabbalah was a controversial issue. The Maral never, well, maybe only two or three times he mentions Sifrei Kabbalah. He almost never mentions it, although he always talks about these things are Amukim, Miyayit, etc. In a Hakdama to one of his Svarim written by his son-in-law and some of his sons, they deny that their father had any Shachas to Kabbalah at all. Our father did not learn any Kabbalah. He was not involved in this. But almost everybody understands that to be an untrue statement. And whatever it was at the time, because of Shabbos Tzvi, although this was before Shabbos, but because of different currents that were existing, which culminated in Shabbos Tzvi, Kabbalah was not considered something safe. It was considered to be something that could mislead a lot of people. So they had to say the Maral had no shaykhs to Kabbalah, but it's a devar pasha that even for someone like me who is not a Kabbalist, very, very far from it, it's very, very meeker that the Maral's Yesaitis are miyusid in Kabbalah, although he uses philosophical terminology, and certainly the idea of three as a synthesis of opposite forces is very, very rooted in the Zohar in so many ways. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, same thing. Avraham is the Omud of Chesed, and Yitzchak is the Omud of Aveda. Avraham is the Omud of Ava, and Yitzchak is the Omud of Yira, Pachad Yitzchak, and Yaakov is the Mizuk of the Midas of Avraham and Yitzchak, and that's why Yaakov is the Midah of Emes, Because MS is when you combine all of the opposite forces. And again, this goes over and over and over again, even before the Maral. This is in the Zohar, other places. So the Maral says three is the language of synthesis, of chibur, of integration. And he says the Torah is the synthesis of the body and the soul. The body and the soul. Because without a Torah, our neshama would be mishtaikek for a ruchnius. But the tzorchei haguf would pull us down. So we'd be living a schizophrenic life. That sometimes the guf would, you know, I have to eat, I have to sleep. And then it pulls me away from kedusha. Right? So it would be like two opposites, body and soul. The Torah teaches us that you can do it. In fact, Rav Shiller always likes to quote the Ramah in the Bracha v'Asher Yatzar. Reifei kol basar umafli lasas. Hashem does wonders, wonders. So most Mefarshim learn, that's how the standard translation, that the wonders are the operation of the human body. Right? The human body is a wondrous mechanism. But the Ramah brings that Mafli Lasas is the miracle of the Machaber, a guf and a neshama. In many ways, a guf and a neshama should not be able to be combined at all. The guf, Taivus and Gashmius and Chumrius, and the Neshama only wants to Vekas Bashem. It's a Pella, it's a Hafle Befella, that there can be a Chibur of Guf and Neshama. That's Umafli Lasais, and the Maral says that's the Segula of threeness in the Torah to be Mechaber, Guf and Neshama, Hakol Moedim Biatzeres, the Be'inan Lachem, because it's a Yaim, Shenitnu Bo Torah. Now, Derech Agav, the Maral says a very, very fascinating thing, not in Tiferet Yisrael, but in Ner Mitzvah. Ner Mitzvah is the Sefer on Chanukah. And actually, I want to spend a lot of time in that. David Malchi is very, very interesting. But here he says something, and I know you know this Gemara, hopefully you actually learned the Gemara. If you didn't learn the Gemara, you heard it at your Shevet Brachos more than once. And if you didn't hear it at your Shevet Brachos, you heard it at somebody else's Shevet Brachos more than once. That's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas because it's said at every Shevet Brachos. And that is the famous Gemara that says, Ish v'Isha, Shechina Shiruya Beinayim, right? Because Ish v'Isha have the two letters Aleph Shin, and they have a Yud and a Kei, Yud and a Hei. So Mamela, the Shechina Shiruya Beinayim. So the man is doing what a man does, the woman does what a woman does, everything is good. But if you take away Hashra Sashchina, if they don't live a life based on Avodas Hashem, then they become Eish, they become a selfish, consuming, destructive fire in which they destroy each other and destroy themselves. Right? Beautiful Gemara, how the idea is that in every marriage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the ikar focus of the marriage, and then there is a shalom. But if you take away that, all you have is egotism and selfishness. That's what Eish means, the Eish of your own desires will destroy everything. Okay, that's beautiful Gemara, of course, it's Emet. But the Maral takes it one step further. That is, if Hashem's name is Yud and He, why does the man get the Yud and the woman get the He? Why is the Shem Hashem split in that particular way? So he says the following. He says, Gavalik, he says, the Gemara in Menachas tells us on the Pasuk, Ki Baka Hashem Tzur Olamim. Ka is Yud Hey. Ka Hashem, with the Shem Ka, Tzur, Hashem created worlds, Olamim. Right, that's a pasuk. So Zakt Gemara Menachas, Olam Haba was created with the Kayach of Yud, whatever that means, the spiritual Kayach of Yud. Olam Hazah was created with the spiritual Kayach of Hey. So Baka Hashem, with Yud and Hey, the Eibishter created Olamim, Olam Hazeh through the Kayach of Hey, Olam Haba through the Kayach of Yud. Now the Gemara itself gives the reason why is Olam Haba created with the letter Yud and Hey is Olam Hazeh. The Gemara says, because Olam Haba is hard to reach. So the Yud, right, the Yud is like a needle in a haystack. The Yud is the smallest letter, so it's hard to be Zeichet Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, look at a hay. A hay has a narrow opening on top, on the left hand side, narrow opening, but it's totally open at the bottom, which is a reminder to a person that in Olam Hazeh, it's a lot easier to fall way down than it is to get through the right opening. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. But the Maral, he doesn't bring a mucker for this, but the Maral gives a different hesber. He says that Chazal could also be Merames here, that since Olam Haba is Kulay Ruchni, so the letter which is Keneged Olam Haba is the least Magusha of all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and that's a Yud, which is the least amount of letter. Right? So Yud is the smallest letter that you have, so that represents the notion of Nivda. Nivda was the Maral's Lashon for that which is separated from Chumrius. Right, that which is kulay ruchani, it is nivdal min hachomer, and the yod represents that which is nivdal min hachomer. Now, mashenken hey, he wants to suggest, is actually a composite letter. It's a mixed letter. Dalit, and the regal of the hey, he says, is a yod. I would have thought above, he says a yod. Dalit yod. Now, yod, we already said, represents ruchnius. Dalit, he says, represents pure chaymer. Why is Dalit chaymer? Because the same way three represents integration and synthesis, Dalit represents pirit. Dalit represents moving in different directions. Matter exists in four directions. Chaymer exists in four dimensions, the length, the width, the height, and even time. It's time, right? So the notion of space-time was not invented by the Maral, by Einstein, rather. It was not invented by Maral either. It was mentioned even much earlier than the Maral. The Rambam talks about it, and even earlier than the Rambam. There is this concept that Zaman, time itself, is a Bria. Right? Bereishis bara Elokim, right? Hashem created the beginning. Hashem created time. Some Rishonim actually say that. So time is Mekusher to Chumrius. Again, it's hard for us to understand exactly what that means, but even a physicist will tell you that time can exist only when there's matter. So Dalit represents the Metzias of Chaymer. So what is Yud? Yud represents Ruchnias. So what is Hey? The ability to be Machnis Ruchnias into Chaymer. And that's the Avaida of Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba is the world of Kulay Ruchnias. Olam Hazeh is hey, the Maral says, the composites of Gashmias, of Chaymer, and Tzura, the form, which is the root. Again, the Maral has certain different Lashonis here. Chaymer is the term he uses for Gashmias, and for the spiritual purpose of the Gashmias, he'll either use Tzura, Chaymer versus Tzura, or he'll use the Lashon of Nivdo, that which is Nivdo min HaChaymer, but it's nichnas into the chaymer, and it gives the chaymer its tzura, its function. So now you understand why hey is the letter. And the Maral says, Chazal don't mean to contradict that. They just point out that in the physical shape of the letter, there's also a remez how hard that is, that to be machnas, the yud, into the dalet is a zer shver avayda, as is evidenced by the fact that it's so, in other words, it's not a stira. In other words, that's the avayda of the hey. But the notion of falling through the bottom is just a reminder that in our attempt to be machnes, the tzura, into the chaymer, nefila is a very real nisayan that we face. Did you want to say something?
Yes, more so than the gimel.
Say again?
This is more so than the three, much bigger.
Which one?
Three is a gimel.
Yes, gimel.
Also,
yeah.
Is taking two opposites, two opposites putting together.
Going and moving. Yeah, I hear. That's
a hay is more so?
Well, he says a hay is more so because the Dalit itself represents a total chumrius. So the remez there is a powerful remez because it's saying that even in a world that in its appearances appear to be totally gashmius. In other words, instead of integrating, it kind of shows the conflict. Dalit represents pure chaymer, but you got to be machnis diyot. So now, yeah.
Is there a reason why Yud comes before the
Hay? Say again?
Why the Yud comes before the Hay?
Oh, in Shem Ka?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But we have to say that this is Saif Maaseh B'Machshavah Techila, and that is the point was this. Hashem created an Olam only so the Kedusha can be Nichnas. So therefore the idea of Olam Haba was first, because that was the idea of Kedusha. That's Mamish Histakel B'Yiraisa U'Borei Alma, right? The world is created after the Torah. So Memela, the idea of the Kedusha of Olam Haba came first in that way. That's why it's a Kohashem.
You see that? You see that not by the Dalet, by the Hey, the Dalet comes first.
Yeah, okay, No. So I'll tell you a nafkamina. In other words, one is Mitzad the Borei and one is Mitzad the Nivra, meaning like this. The Shem Hashem, which is describing the Eibishter. So Mitzad Hashem, the Ruchnius came first, because that was the reason why he created the world. Now, mitzad me, I come into the world as a baby, and I experience a physical world. I then have to move towards the Ruchnius. So you're 100% correct. There is a perspective mitzad the Bore, and there's a perspective mitzad the Nivra. Right? Yeah.
Isn't
always
a race of
Inyut?
No.
No, it's a Dalet, right? Because you have it sticking out, right? Now, first of all, It's not a race. It's not a race. There is a protrusion. Now, here is where the morale becomes a bit of a feminist, because remember, he's trying to fend for, he's trying to fend for why the woman gets the hay and the man gets the yud. He says that a man has special nisyanis when he confronts Olam Hazeh, because there's a certain gaiva, kaichi v'yaitzim yadi, the Torah is made on, right? We get caught up in what we think we can do. There's competition, there's rivalry, there's all sorts of these inyanim. So Memela, the Maral says, a man's ikar shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through a yud, meaning a man has to kind of try to leave the world, go to kollel, go to yeshiva, just like a person, it's almost like a handicap, just like a person with emphysema needs pure oxygen. He can't breathe the oxygen that's mixed with carbon dioxide and other things. He says a woman's kayach is that she could take the physicality of the world. She has a higher madrega to be able to be machnis kedusha into the chaimer, into the panimius, into the chitzanius of things, raising children, whatever it would be. Again, these are stereotypes. I don't mean to say it'll apply every single person the same way, but the morale says that this is the chokhmas nashim bansa besa, the chokhma of a woman to be baina abayis is bedavka through the ability to be machnas kedusha into the chitzanius of things. That's why Rav Olba writes. I'm sure you've many of you may have come across Rav Olba's interest. For chassanim, you've seen it. I don't know if they sell it. In my day, it was very bit sinner, but now I see it seems to be more widely available. But he talks about the idea that things like, you know, the way your wife sets the table, do you like the picture on the wall? And, you know, the typical husband, not even a bentari, even a regular husband, not a bentari. You really don't care, that much. And, what do? But he says, he makes the point that this is actually a chelik of her avodas Hashem. It's not just make her happy and fake it. This is pashut to create an atmosphere, to create a suviva, to create a bias. This is really an avoda. This is an avodas Hashem, which even if you think you don't care, but overall, cumulatively, you actually do care. Because cumulatively, it can create a suviva, where you learn better, you do mitzvahs better. Because, as Chazal said, isha noya, dira noya, kelim noya. What's the lashon? Marchivin, daito shaloda. Marchivin, they expand a person's consciousness. So he says, you have to look at these things that you think are small and insignificant. This is mamish her chelik of avodah. Now he doesn't bring the maral, but I would just be meisef. It's mamish the inyan of taking the yud and being machnesed into the dafka.
A man doesn't have a chiyuv.
A man does have a chiyuv, but the point the maral says. In fact, the maral says that the Azer Kenegda of a woman is a woman could be madrich a man in how to do that. Beteva, a man is not so good at it. A man is not so good at it, Taka. That's why we need that. That's why we're given the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why we're given, because contact with the world is so dangerous for us that we kind of need massive doses of antibiotics and vaccinations, as it were, to be able to confront the world. A woman doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. because the sherish of her neshama is such that she is able to be mashrus. Now, the reason why, without getting into modern times, why we have Beis Yaakov's, you know, as you know, originally there was some controversy. Many Hasidic rabbis were not in favor of Beis Yaakov. You're having a school for women. I mean, even to this day, Satmar does not like girls to even learn Chumash. But the reason why the Chafetz Chaim, the Ger Rebbe, they said we need Beis Yaakov is that it might be true that in Teva, a woman does not need formalistic Jewish education. But everybody's mushba by the Saviva. So when the Saviva became so corrupt and there wasn't so much of a Messiah in families, so they also needed some vaccinations. But intrinsically, in the type of world that Hashem created, before it got so corrupted, he says women would not have needed all of those in Yonim, because that's why they're connected to the letter He. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. It's a deeper, the hair, as to this Indian of the thing that everybody hears about, that the Shechina Shruya Beinayim, and without that, there's Eish. Yeah.
This is all Ner Mitzvah?
This is Ner Mitzvah. With some elaboration. I have to go back and see. The problem with Ner Mitzvah doesn't have Prakim, so it's one long thing, so I'll try to find it for you. That's why Ner Mitzvah is very hard. You have to read, it's not long, but it's like 35 pages without any Prakim, so it's a little hard to find. Okay. Now, let me just mention something else. And this is not from the Maral, but it's based on the Maral. And indeed, it is from the Maral's great article, the Balatanya. You know, the Balatanya was in fact related to him. He's Ben Acher Ben from the Maral. And I'm not quoting the Tanya, actually. I'm quoting the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav, which, as you know, is a great paisek that is brought down by all Sifrei Halacha. Mishnah Berurah being Shulchan Aruch Harav very, very often. Although in Chabad, they just call it Shulchan Aruch. When Chabad says Shulchan Aruch, they actually mean, okay, whatever. We call it Shulchan Aruch Harav, or the Shulchan Aruch Shar HaGraz, a guy named Rav Zalman, a guy named Shneur Zalman. And this is what he says. He says something, this is very, very fascinating. He says like this. He says that although it's the minhag in many places that we don't say Tachanun for a whole week after Shavuos, but Me'ikir Adin, it is only Isru Chaim that you don't say Tachanun. Okay, that's the first point. Second point he makes, though, is the following. Isru Chag of Shavuos has a higher status than the Isru Chag of Sukkot, or no, Simchas Torah, and the Isru Chag of Pesach. And the reason is because the Yisru Chag of Shavuos is what the Gemara in Chagiga calls Yaim Tavoach. Yaim Tavoach means the day of slaughter. What's the pshat? We know that the Korban Eilas Re'iyah that you bring, you have a whole week to bring it. You can bring it the first day of Yom Tov, but you can bring it a whole week. Now normally, that week would be the week of Pesach or the week of Sukkot. So Yisru Chag of Pesach, Yisru Chag of Sukkot, was not a day you could have brought the Korban. But Shavuos also has a week, and since most people brought their Eilas Re'iyah, they had a week, and that's why we don't say Tachanun, indeed, but most people brought it right after Yom Tov. And Mimela, because it became the main day where people brought their Eilas Re'iyah, so Mimela, it has a special chashivas as Yisruch. Now, the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch then asks, I don't know, wait a second here. Why did I just say, he asked that himself, why did I just say most people brought the Eilas Re'iyah on the day after Shavuos? Whether you can bring, what about Shavuos itself? Whether you could bring an Eilas Re'iyah on Shavuos is actually a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, you cannot bring an Eilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov, meaning for Pesach it has to be Chol HaMoed, for Sukkot it has to be Chol HaMoed, and for Shavuos it has to be Yisru Chag. Why? Because since an Eilah is Kulay Kalil, there's only a Hetzer on Yom Tov of Ochel Nefesh, right? Ach Asher Yeyochel L'Chol Nefesh, Hu L'Vado Yeyaseh L'Chem. So Beis Shammai Darshan's L'Chem V'lo Ligavaya. Now let me hasten to add, Avada, according to Beis Shammai, Temidim and Musafin, you brought on Yom Tov, because you even bring them on Shabbos. So we're not dealing with the Korban Sibur. Korban Sibur is Deicha Shabbos no matter what, but we're dealing with a Korban Yachid. The Oilas Re'iyah is a Korban Yachid. So Beis Shammai says you can bring a Shlamim on Yom Tov, because a Shlamim, there's Ochel Nefesh, I'm eating, but you can't bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. But Beis Hillel Paskens not the way. Beis Hillel says you can bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov, and the drasha of Lachem excludes Lachem below L'Klavim, you can't do Malacha for animals. Lachem v'lei l'nachrim, you can't do malacha for goyim, but we don't darshan lachem v'lo l'gavayim for keret. Beis Hillel has a swara that it's not derech eretz, that shulchan chamalei, your table should be full with your food, and you're not allowed to bring something for HaKadosh Baruch. So the Baal HaTanya asks on himself, wait a second here. The idea that the day after Shavuos is a yayim tavayach is only true like Beis Shammai. Like Beis Hillel, the day after Shavuos, well, if you missed, you had the day after, but you also had the week after, 6 days after. But in terms of being allowed to bring a korban, you could bring it on Shavuos itself. What are you going to say? There's not enough time? And that's daichik too, because korban Pesach, korban Pesach was more difficult, and they could only do it after Chatzais. Hear that the whole day? So the Baal HaTanya says the following lashon. He says, "Afal pi de kaimalon ke Beis Hillel, that Eilas Re'iyah can be brought on Yom Tov, but nagu ha'am ke Beis Shammai. The minhag ha'olam bizman habayis was to go like Beis Shammai. So most people were nayeh ke Beis Shammai to bring the korban on Yom Tovayach." And that is why the Baal HaTanya paskins, Isru Chag of Shavuos has more chashivas. Yeah.
I understood that also. Today we don't have it, but there were years where Shavuos came out on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So then the answer of God would be according to also.
That's correct. That's correct. That is correct. That the one time where Beis Hillel is Maida to Yom Tovayach on the day after Shavuos would be when Atzeres is Chal B'Shabbos. That's correct. But still,
there'd still be a Hashivas to that day.
That's how some people. I think the Magen Avraham, in fact, said. The Magen Avraham says that the Hashivas of Isru Chag as Yom Tovayach is because of the case where Atzeres is Chal B'Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't say. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says the Svara because No Guham Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So it's a Pella. Why would it be Nagu Ha'am Kedivrei Beis Shammai? The carrot. We find in many places that you're actually not allowed to follow the Hayrah of Beis Shammai. Right? The Mishnah Brachas, Rabbi Tarfon lies down for Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv, and the Listim almost killed him, and they told him, Kedaya Yisa, Lochav Biatzmecha Shavar Tal Dibri Beis Hillel. So here you have what? Most people decide we're going to go like Beis Shammai? Huh? Yeah, Bizman HaMikdash, I understand, but why would they, so what? Why would they follow Beis Shammai even Bizman HaMikdash? It was after the Bas Kol. One second. I mean, okay. You're saying the school of Beis Shammai still existed both Bizman HaMikdash and after the Mikdash. The question is, when did the Bas Kol come? Okay, but Afilu Hachi. I mean, even if you say it's Kaidim Bas Kol, why would it be Raif Ha'am or Nagu to Beis Shammai? So, one of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is obscure. It's actually a shver. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Nagu Ha'am. But I want to quote for you. This is the Babacher Rebbe offers a Hesber, right? Great grandson of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and also lineal descendant of the Maral of Prague. Actually offers a very beautiful Hesber. Now, again, he doesn't bring the Maral, but Laniya Staiti, it's Mamish, Mekusher, and Miyusat on the Maral. And he says like this. He says, a Korban Ayla represents an Avedas Hashem that's kulo ruchnius, because the Korban Ayla, you give everything to Hashem. In other words, you don't eat, you don't enjoy. In other words, it has no shaychus to the chumrius and animalistic aspects of a human being. As opposed to a Korban Shlamim, there you take your own achila and your own shasiya and your mailet, like your machnes, the yud, into the chumrius. The Ayla is like the Although, it's, of course, the Ayla is physical, that's true, but the Ayla represents the notion of Kedusha by separating from the Gashmias of Olam Hazeh. The Shlamim represents the Avaida of being Makadish, the Gashmias, the Avaida of the Hay. So Mimela like this. It's a shame that the Gemara says, as the Maral was Masber, that on Shavuos you bedafka have to show that I could serve Hashem even with my Chumrias. That's why Shavuos needs a Suda, and that is why the Shtei HaLechem are Chametz. So it was the Minhag in Klal Yisrael that the Iker Avoda on Shavuos would be the Shalmei Chagiga, and not the, of course, we did bring other oilas. I can't say, I cannot say Shavuos didn't have oilas. It had to meet him with Musafim. But at least in terms of the Avaida of the Yachid, even if I'll pee din, an oilas re is mutter. So the Rebbe wants to say, like this, again, I think it's reasonable, that when the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Nagu on Kebei Shammai, he means only on Shavuos. Meaning, Legabe Pesach, maybe everybody followed Beisilah. Legabe Sukkot, everybody followed Beisilah. But b'meyuchad l'gabi Shavuos, they wanted it to be an aveda shebagashmias, because that's the idea. Afalkol meidim biatzeres debain and lachem. This might be the first word from about Rebbe you heard in Arzameach, but it's a good. It is actually a good hesber in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and it's miyusad mamish on the words of the Maral that says afalkol meidim biatzeres debain and lachem. Yeah.
This idea is more important than doing the
lechatzila,
bringing the korban on the first available time.
Well, that's a good aura. I mean, Shulchan Aruch Hashem is saying, yeah. However you learn, if he's saying nagu ham kebei shamai, now some want to be mazur with the Shulchan Aruch Hashem differently. They bring the Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid said that it was a minhag Yisrael that Yom Tovayach was achar Shavuos, simply because it was too difficult for everybody to bring korbanos. But that's not the mashma. Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashma. There was epesei hachra to follow divrei beis shammai. By the way, the Turi Eben says an important thing, which is always a big problem. Because people say, well, what does the Taisus Rid mean? There wasn't enough time. What about the korban Pesach? There was enough time. So some want to infer, well, the korban Pesach you could bring b'chabura, so you could have, theoretically, 50 people on a Korban Pesach, but the Emma says it's important to know. The Turi Eben says in Chagiga.
Because the whole thing could be burned. It takes longer to put the whole thing out. Right?
Yeah, okay, that could be also. But remember, Pesach, you only have six, you only have. Yes. Yeah. But it's an important Turi Eben, it's Nagel Lamaisa. The Turi Eben says an important Talacha that an Eilas Ria and a Shalmei Chagiga can be brought by Shutfus. That's actually very important. That it's not every single person has to bring their own. A korban, rather you can have a chabura for that as well. So memela that teretz would be nitzchah. Yeah.
Even according to the last rabbi's pshat,
yeah.
It's not mitam beishamai.
It's not mitam what?
It's not according to beishamai. It's not. It's a completely separate.
No, it's a separate cheshbon. It just means the same way. But yeah, you're right. The same.
You don't say the no good.
Which way we learn it? It's
yeah.
Not mitam.
It's not mitam beishamai. That's right. It's not mitam beishamai. It just means they followed beishamai's practice the same way. Now, actually, I would give another terech too. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. I'll give you another reason. It's a derech drush. It could be like this: that since matan Torah is miyusad on achdus, vayichan shom Yisrael neged tahor, so memela it was the one time of year where Beis Hillel was mevater to do like Beis Shammai, because maybe that's a remez of Achdus. I just thought of this. You know, maybe it might be a thought. And because Beis Shammai can't do it on Yom Tov, right? They hold it's a Chilul Yom Tov. Beis Hillel is allowed to do it later. So Memela, when there's a Bechina Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Tahor, so everybody does it together. But that's not again. That's not what the Rebbe says. So yeah, I'm not. Obviously, I'm not an expert in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But be this as it may, it's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's mechadish that nagu ha'am kidibrei beis. Just one end with one hour from Rav Sadok. Rav Sadok, again, without quoting the Maral, but once again, it's Yadua. Rav Sadok was, of course, a tremendous bucky in all the Maralas he was in Kimat Kala Terakula. Nigla Nister, Rav Sadok says like this. It says by Matan Torah before the Aseres Hadibros. So it says they saw the Kailai Subrakim. They saw the thunder, they saw it, and Brakim, the lightning flashes. After Matan Torah, after the Aseres Hadibros, there's a small Shinoi Halashon. Instead of Kailais Ubrakim, state Kailais Velapidim. Torches. What's the Nafkamina? So Rav Tzadok Tainis, Mamish, based, same beside of the Maral, that the Nafkamina in visualization between Barak and Lapid represents a transgression. I know. We have trouble with both of them. Yeah. Well, maybe Barak would have been better, but in this Hezbo, it works out, Lapid is better. And that is, that represents a Hishtanus in the Hasaga of Kedusha. Before Matan Torah, you're living in duality. Guf, Neshama, perpetual enemies. You try to be Kadosh by escaping the body, but eventually you have to eat, you have to sleep. That is a Kedusha that's called Barak. Brilliant flashes of lightning in my moments of holiness, and then I'm plunged into darkness. I have no way of being mamshich kedusha into the inyanim of Olam Hazeh. That's Barak. Brilliant flashes, total darkness. Matan Torah gave us a way, instead of a lightning which is totally brilliant and then totally dark, a torch flickers. But a torch is constant. It stays. You can navigate a road by a torch if you have to. You can find your way home by torch. Lightning, it's very difficult. On, off. So Memela, the notion of a torch, is the Torah's Melamed us that we can take the Gashmias, the Chumrias, the animalistic aspects of our lives, and we can direct it to Kedusha. Essentially, it's the Yod and the Hey. Now, here is the thing. Rav Tzadok points out, there is a certain difficulty here, because keep in mind that hey is only half of a yud. Meaning to say, when you can live a life that's menutic from chumrias, like a malach, so there will be perhaps a higher level of debekus. But the ultimate ratzon Hashem is, even if it's a lower level of debekus, to be mekadesh shem shamayim in the olam hashavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants what is called a dira b'tachtenim, a dira in this Eilam HaShafel, and Hashem doesn't want us to be malachim as long as we exist in this world. Right? So Rav Tzadok, Maral, the Balatanya, all are coming together in the same you said. Yeah.
You find that Moshe Rabbeinu was slightly different to everyone. He was more Jewish from Eilam.
Yeah, that's correct.
So why was that? If the whole of the Torah,
it's a very interesting thing. You know, on one hand, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is to be misdabik in Talmidei Chachamim. We're supposed to imitate them, follow them. And yet Chazal go out of their way to kind of say, well, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, not to be followed, it's an Isra not to get married, you're Mechuyev to be Isaac and Berubia, etc. In other words, the idea basically is, it's a very good kash. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was embracing a method of living that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is actually not proper for other people to even try to imitate. We're not even supposed to try. It's a chet to try to live like Moshe Rabbeinu. But the getter is, he was on call 24/7. He had to be muchan l'nevuah b'chol eis. It was extraordinary. There never was a Navi, there never will be a Navi, that had that type of need that Hashem could come to him anytime. So it was a miyuchadik and madrega. It was a miyuchadik and madrega. And I'll tell you, the emissaries, Swarm talk about this, that Moshe Rabbeinu's descendants, some of them, became over there by the Zohar. And it's a very daring thing to say, but some of Swarm say it, that the notion is, because Moshe Rabbeinu was so menutzak from Chaymer, those who were shochnei batei Chaymer, in effect, could not learn from him how to live their lives on their lower madrega, because he was beyond any human madrega that there was. It's an interesting thing. Okay, I have a good... They could not learn how to sanctify the Torah from someone that was gum-ringing. They actually need someone to...
Tzipela on like other like Rosh Yeshivas, very often you see the father, son, father, son. The children worship.
That's because Meshur Rabbeinu was good. Meshur Rabbeinu came out no shot to start from there. So the Mela, the Gabi, the was there. Because the be a direct Mechanic.
They change the names, they all know.